confirmed that I had asked him to get the party together, and that he had got him and agreed on the date. Now, that's what he ought to have done. I don't know what else he could do. Well, if the reporter asked me, he said, did you talk to Russell? I'd have had to confirm it. And I'd said just what Russell said.
Have you seen the memo I sent to him?
No, no.
What I said in there is kind of childish.
It's awful. I'm disappointed in the...
First, the governor apparently, I didn't talk to him last night. Apparently, first he said he was going, and then apparently what happened, and I'm trying to run it down. His friends got to him and said, well, why do you have to accept the invitation to issue through Dick Russell?
Well, he ought to say to his friends, I didn't. The president talked to me at least three times about it, and he invited me to come sit in his box. He's invited me to the White House to spend the night. He's invited me to his home, and he told me when he's in Georgia, as soon as hunting season opened and Senator Russell got back, we're all going to have a party again. Well, that's what his friends ought to be told. His damn friends ain't got much sense, those advising him, if they go to tell him how to handle his relations with the president, and they don't know anything about what's happened.
I just can't understand.
I talked to him last night, and he said, oh, no, these folks are... I just think it to be humiliating, and I don't see what's humiliating when the president asks you personally. Of course, I'm sorry I ask any of them now, but I think it's the interest of Georgia and the country that unless we're afraid of each other, and I'm not afraid of any of them, and I'm not going to retrace any of my convictions, and Russell very openly said that it wouldn't have been a civil rights bill if I hadn't passed it. And
well, of course, I don't know whether to bother you with all these things or not.
I'm glad you did.
I don't know about it.
I sure do, and I think you ought to tell any of Sanders' friends. There's one thing they ought to bear in mind. That first, Russell's been coming here for 10 years, and he brought the party here last year. Now, there wasn't anything wrong with him inviting the governor last year.
I don't know who got the car. I tried to get the car last night. In fact, I've been sort of sick in bed with the virus, and just back to the office this morning. But I got a call about this last night at home, and I tried to work on it. I couldn't get Carl. I heard at first that he had accepted. Then I got a call late, about 11 o'clock, and I was disturbed about it.
He did accept, and now he says that he doesn't think he ought to come.
This thing, well, this is a humiliation to you to have Dick Russell issue the invitation, all this silly. It's as I said in the memo, it's a childish thing. But I just sort of let you know.
Yeah.
I don't know whether to bother you with these things or not.
No, I do. I want you to let me know everything. You've been mighty helpful, and it's good. I wish you'd tell whoever's advising Sanders, though. If he tried to figure out what he could do that would look little and small and so forth, I wouldn't mind if Goldwater came here. I would receive him as he did when he wanted to come and talk to me about the civil rights thing. I received him and was courteous to him, but I didn't give a damn thing to him. And Russell's not going to ask anything of Sanders or me or anything else. Everybody had agreed to this, and I personally talked to Sanders about it at least three times. His friends ought to know that I talked to him three times and say, I don't think that I ought to personally call the governor and Bobby Russell and Governor Vandiver and Senator Talmadge. He's not mad because I didn't call him and say, what about the dates? The president just can't do that harder.
No, certainly not. I shouldn't do it, I know. But then, childish business. Feelings get petty. You're right about it. Well, I'll see what I can. I don't know. I just didn't want it to get out of hand up here any more than it has. And see what I can do.
Okay. I hope you will, because
Sanders already said that he plans to stay at home. Now, whether he can change his mind again or not, I don't know. But he might make some sort of statement. I'll see what I can do.
I sure hope so, because I just think it's going to blow it up and hurt it. And I think he's going to... I'm going to save the press to ask him that. I don't know how, I can't understand the petulance and the pettiness, because I talked to the governor at least two or three times and talked to the Secretary Fuquay, and they all agreed he wanted to come whenever we could agree to it. And one man that wasn't in the country, when he did come back to the country, I talked to him and told him to work out the date, and he was the senior man, and he'd been coming for 10 years. He called him, and the governor agreed to it.
Yes, and if I could suggest, Mr. President, if you say the petulance of his friends or some of his advisors or something like that.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Those who advised him to do that.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.